everyone. It's Gail and Catherine. Gail at the table.
Hi. How are you?
Good. We've had a few starts to this because we keep talking rubbish, really. So I've had to keep pressing the stop button.
Well, I am going to say hello to Tokoroa, though.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Tokoroa.
Hello. Yeah. I'm really flattered about my program being aired up there. So thank you. We're doing some great stuff today anyway.
Awesome. Yes, you are doing some very healthy-looking, delicious recipes.
Yes, we are.
Recipes.
Yeah, we're on a healthy bend at the moment. So
okay, good.
Kumara, carrot and feta fritters. So
oh, that
this
sounds
lovely.
That sounds really colourful too.
Well, yes, but I haven't got a colour illustration. I've only got a black and white one today. So, but anyway, you can imagine it. But this will be one of, you know, one for Catherine. Large orange kumara grated, just one. Medium carrot grated, just one. Red onion grated, a half an onion, and 2 cloves of garlic crushed, a half a cup of chopped parsley, a pinch of chilli flakes, cumin, a half a teaspoon, 2 eggs, self-raising flour, a half a cup of that, salt, a half a teaspoon, and crumbled feta, 100 grams worth of that, and oil for cooking. Okay, so a few ingredients there. Method. First of all, well, I've got a pickled onion. They say to serve this with a sort of like pickled onion, but it's not the ones you get out of a jar when you go to the supermarket. So I'm just going to tell you this. This is a pickled red onion, and it is a red onion thinly sliced, well, half a red onion, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar, and 2 teaspoons of caster sugar. So while you're actually making the fritters, make this first because it needs to sort of like, what would you say, just beautifully blend in with all those, you know, those ingredients, like the vinegar needs to soak into the onions. And that sort of gives you your little pickle that you can have with these lovely feta fritters.
Yum.
So make that first, please, listeners, and then we'll continue with the rest of it. So as it says here, put them in a small bowl, just add everything together and leave to sit for at least 15 minutes. Well, it might take you about 15 minutes to actually do this recipe by the time you've done the fritters in your pan. So in a large bowl for step 2, we are mixing together kumara, carrot, onion, garlic, parsley, chili flakes if you like them. I'd probably leave it out, but you know how I feel about chili, only if it's sweet and mild. Cumin, eggs, flour, salt and feta. Not salt and pepper, salt and feta. All right, Catherine?
Excellent.
I'm saying that very clear. And then heat, mix all that together. Heat a little oil in a frying pan and you're putting tablespoons of mixture into the pan, cooking a few at a time. Don't overcrowd your frying pan because, you know, they'll cook quicker anyway if you've got less in there and you can just carry on, you know, repeating. So 3 or 4 minutes on each side, remove and cook the remainder. So that'll bring you up to about 15 minutes anyway. So you can serve those warm with your pickled onion mixture or anything else that you want to serve with it.
That sounds really delicious.
You know, like
maybe
a salad.
Maybe a bit of salad, yeah.
A bit of salad, because I actually had some, not these ones, but I had made some a few weeks ago and there was a few left over, so I put them in the freezer. And then I thought, oh, I'll have some of those one night this week.
Great idea.
And so I bought some salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new on the market, it says, and it had no dressing in it because I've got dressings at home that I've got to use.
So yeah, don't get the stuff in the, no, because that's all just in a plastic bag. Less plastic. No.
Cellophane?
No, that's plastic. Cellophane's plastic.
Oh.
I mean, you know the little dressings that you've got in those little packets?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah they're in little plastic bags.
Yeah.
That's right.
Forget
yeah,
about
no,
it. Make quite, your own.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I have the, well, I do make my own, but
yeah.
The ones I had were actually out of a bottle. Sorry, Catherine, they were plastic.
No, but I think, never mind. I think better than just those little sachets
yeah,
of plastic.
Exactly.
Drive me mental.
Yeah. What about the little soy sauces you get in those little?
Yeah, I refuse
them. I was
going
to go and have sushi.
No, where I go, they have the bottle. So you
oh,
put
do
your
they?
Own, yeah,
which
glass
is a good
bottle.
Idea.
Just pour on what you want. No,
exactly.
Leave the little fish yeah. with behind.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right, well, that's our kumara, carrot and feta fritters and a bit of, you know, demonstrating out how we feel about plastics. So we'll move on with the soup of the week.
This looks Lovely and hearty and looks like something actually it'd be really good for you if you weren't feeling so good, this one.
Well, yes, it's lovely with that broccoli. And I love the green. I love the green when it comes out in something like this. It looks beautiful. But this is actually, it's got a big headline, three great ways with carrots, and this is one of them. Mm. There's a lot of carrots in this, I do believe. And basically, Asian vegetable noodle soup, that's what it's called. And we're starting off with 1 litre, which is 4 cups, if you haven't got a measure, of vegetable stock, 110-gram sachet of ready sauce for coconut curry vegetables. And I'm going to tell you, I've actually brought this particular packet, and I have had it with just vegetables, and it's very delicious. So we're putting this into the soup, but I have done just veggies with it, and it's for a commercial one, it's really, really nice. So, and a 340ml can of light and creamy evaporated milk, 2 medium carrots peeled and halved lengthwise, and then you're slicing them diagonally because that's what you do when it's an Asian sort of thing. You don't just, you know, cut rounds. It just doesn't look right. So do it on the diagonal. And 200 grams of broccoli cut into medium florets, 120 grams of snow peas trimmed. That's something I haven't brought for a while, Catherine. Snow peas.
Yeah.
Thinned slicely lengthways, and a 250 gram packet of pad thai rice noodles. And if you want to, one thinly sliced fresh chilli to garnish. So that's your ingredients. Now what we're going to do, all very easy, pour the stock, sauce and milk into a large saucepan over a high heat. Whisk until combined, so make sure that it all gets mixed up. Add the carrots and the broccoli, bring to the boil and reduce heat to the medium. Gently boil for about 5 minutes or until the vegetables are tender. Remove from the heat and add the snow peas. And, of course, really, we know snow peas, you can actually eat them raw, can't you, snow peas? So, you know, they're just going in to heat up, basically. Meanwhile, place the noodles in a large heat-proof bowl, cover with boiling water and stand for at least 5 minutes for them to heat up and sort of, well, you know, they're not really cooking. They're just separating and you know, making it sort of palatable, I suppose is the word. And then drain those and to serve, and I think this is really lovely, you put the noodles in your dishes, your individual dishes, and pour this beautiful soup on top. And then if you do want to garnish, you can garnish it with that chili. And really, really lovely. This is a beautiful illustration.
Oh, that looks delishimo.
Doesn't it look nice?
Yeah, I do that with a little bit of coconut milk. Actually, yes. I think they can get, there is a, if you don't do dairy, there is some sort of vegan evaporated milk, but I'd just put in a bit of coconut milk.
Oh, cream. I think it actually will work really, really nice because I love coconut cream added to some various dishes that I've made, especially with chicken, which you wouldn't, but if you want to put chicken in this, you can. I'm not saying you can't. You could slice up a bit of chicken, but and the coconut milk's beautiful.
That looks creamy. Really nice.
And it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
You know, coconut milk's not overpowering. It's lovely in sauces and things like that. So, yeah. And it's relatively new, you know, isn't it really? Coconut milk, 10 years?
Is it?
Well, I don't remember cooking with it maybe 10 years ago, but it's got, well, I suppose it's got more popular might be the word for it.
Yeah, maybe that's, yeah.
Because the coconut milk, coconut cream, and you can get all these sort of, you know, rice milk and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Probably something that wasn't around, you know, lots of years ago. Lots of variety now.
Lots of variety.
Yeah.
Variety
is the that's our soup for this week. So I hope you enjoy that, listeners.
Let's play a song, I think. We'll have a bit of a break.
Yes.
Your eyes are hazel and something's clouds. I'd like a million of them around myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
When I suggested that song to Gail, she thought I was being racist until I played it to her. And she, did you remember the song once I started playing it?
No.
Really?
No, no. Not my music scene, quite frankly. But anyway, it goes well with the interlude.
Yeah. Look, it wasn't quite a Japanese suit, but it was close.
Yes. No, yeah. That's right.
I made you dance, though. You're still dancing.
Yeah, well, we sort of do that if we pick the right tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a bit of a boogie here on each side. One side of the desk and the other side of the desk.
The things I make you do.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's right. Now, we're going to move on with spinach and ricotta-filled mushrooms. And this looks really lovely. I'll hold it up first because I think
it looks nice.
And it's my sort of foodie too as
Yum.
Well because I love this sort of thing. So we're starting off, if you can find, 8 flat mushrooms, 100 grams each. And it's each mushroom. So you won't have to put them on the scale at the supermarket one at a time just to have a look and just have a bit of an idea of what size you might want. But, yes, flat mushrooms. They look beautiful in the illustration. Now, we have parmesan crumbs with them. So we do 1 cup of bread crumbs, and that can be any sort of bread, sourdough, whatever bread that you've got. So homemade, of course. And a quarter of a cup of finely grated parmesan cheese and 2 tablespoons of oil. Now, to make those crumbs, because you can do this prior to making the filling, to make the crumbs, just combine all those ingredients in a bowl, mix well, and sprinkle over an oven tray lined with baking paper, and cook in a moderate oven at 180 degrees Celsius for about 12 to 15 minutes, stirring halfway through until golden and crisp. So you can do that while you're carrying on with the filling. So put that aside. So the filling for these beautiful mushrooms, and it doesn't actually say what sort of mushrooms, but what are those bigger ones? A portobello?
I think they are. They're delicious, though, those big portobello mushrooms.
Yeah, the big ones, and they need to be rather large to take all this, you know, beautiful filling. So I think that's what we'll call those. They say flat mushrooms, but, yeah, just have a look in the supermarket. The filling, 1 onion finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, 200 grams of baby spinach leaves, 300 grams of fresh ricotta, 1/3 cup of finely grated parmesan cheese, 1 egg lightly beaten, and 1/3 cup of chopped fresh basil, plus a few leaves to garnish. Now, what we're doing is to make the filling, heat an oiled large frying pan over a medium heat, add the onion and garlic, and cook, stirring occasionally until soft. Add the spinach, cook, stirring again for 1 minute or until that spinach is wilted, and transfer that to a large bowl. Now cool slightly and add the remaining ingredients and mix really well. Now we're taking the stalks off the mushrooms. So trim the stalks and discard those, but I'm sure some of us would find a use for that. You know, make a stock.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else, but I wouldn't be that keen on just, you know, putting them in. I guess they're okay for the compost, but I think I'd be making a stock. That would be my option. Spray oil all over the mushrooms. So you're spraying it all over. Place the stem side up on a large oven tray lined, again, with baking paper, and divide the filling evenly among the mushrooms. So just do all that, all nice and even. Bring it up as far as you can. Cook in a moderate oven, 180 degrees Celsius, because that's what you cook the crumbs on, so it'll still be on that, for about 25 minutes or until the filling is lightly golden and mushrooms are tender. This sounds really lovely. Now, what you're doing with those parmesan crumbs, which you made earlier on, sprinkle those over the top of the mushrooms when they come out of the oven. You don't need to, you're not cooking those anymore because they'll already be crisp and beautiful. So, and then put those over the top, spread them out evenly amongst the ones you've got and garnish with basil leaves. Absolutely beautiful.
Yum.
I'm not sure. Oh, 6 to 8 it serves.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if you've got, you know, 6 to 8, it says 8 flat mushrooms. So basically, yeah, it serves 8 unless you only have 4 and you have 2 each. Gee, I'm good at maths.
Well, you are good at maths. That would be, if it was 1 each, that'd be an entree, surely.
Well, it would be an entree, but you could have 2 in a salad.
Yeah.
And that would make it a
that
meal.
That would make
wouldn't
it a nice meal.
Yeah, but yeah. No, very nice. And you can actually add, you know, a meat to it, but to me it's just nicer.
No meat
nice
to
as
that.
It is, yeah. But you could if you wanted to add chicken or something like that.
No.
And, okay, so Catherine says no, so that's enough said.
Well, I just think if you're stuffing a mushroom, you just leave it veggie.
Yeah,
no,
that's right. I think so too because, you know, that's the whole purpose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stuffing a mushroom, you know, vegetarian. Right, next. Now we've got this.
I give you such a hard time.
Is it though? No, they do look beautiful. I'd be eating them. They just look yummy. Now we've got teriyaki chicken noodles. This is, and I think this is mainly done in a frying pan, but in a large frying pan or wok. And I think personally, I have got a wok, so I think I'd be using a wok. Heat the oil, so you've got the sesame oil and the basically normal oil. Add the chicken strips, cooking until lightly brown, removing them from the pan. Now, that is a chicken breast, sliced thinly, about 400 grams. One onion diced, 2 cloves of garlic sliced, 1 tablespoon of grated ginger, chunky frozen mixed vegetables thawed, and that's about 500 gram packet. Noodles cooked, 400 grams. Teriyaki stir fry sauce, 150 mils. And toasted sesame seeds, but you can actually do that. It's optional, but 1 tablespoon of those, and they don't take very long to toast, believe me. Just in a dry frying pan, you do that. So you're actually cooking those strips. Make sure that, like we've said before, don't overload the pan or the wok because, you know, they just go stewy. So just, you know, remove them from the pan when you've cooked them. Add the onion, garlic and ginger, cooking for 2 or 3 minutes. Add the mixed vegetables, cooking for 4 to 5 minutes until steaming hot. Return the chicken to the pan, pour in the sauce and add the noodles, tossing everything together until well coated. Now, if you've toasted your sesames, you serve hot and just sprinkle those sesame seeds over the top. And there you are. You've got teriyaki chicken noodles. Very nice. Very quick meal.
Very quick meal. Yeah.
Very quick to do.
Yep.
And I think that serves about 4.
Sounds about right.
400 grams of chicken.
Yep.
So that serves about 4. You don't need a lot of chicken. But, yeah, very nice. And I did see a colour picture of it today when I looked at this, but unfortunately I don't print it out in colour, so it's only in black and white, so it's not very exciting.
No, it just looks like
a blob.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but no, but very nice still anyway. Nice and easy to do. And I don't know how we're going for time. How are we going for time,
Catherine?
We've
got heaps of time.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was sort of thinking about this if we were, you know, running with plenty of time left. So this one here, very easy and very quick to do. So we've got cinnamon apple pies.
Oh, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And this makes 12 because I think you can put them in your patty pans. Now, we've got a 400-gram can of pie fruit, you know, like we did the pudding last week from the cupboard, and this is probably something similar. But if you've got fresh apples, cook them. I'm a fan for fresh. So basically 400 grams if you're doing that. 1 tablespoon of cinnamon and sugar plus extra to dust as well. 5 sheets of frozen puff pastry thawed. You know, that's the, you can buy a whole packet that's got the 5 sheets in it. So you're using them all basically for this. And you can toss in some vanilla ice cream to serve them. And anyway, what we're doing is we're combining the pineapple and the cinnamon sugar in a bowl. Now, you're cutting this into rounds, so you'd have to have a fairly large glass. Or I was thinking of maybe a saucer, but I think that might be, who uses saucers these days? Not many people, do they?
No, not really. No, what about one of those small bowl or something?
Quite yeah, a small bowl. I'm sure if I, but just something a little bit bigger than a glass.
Yeah.
Because you're actually, you know, filling up the apple in this. So you're cutting 24 rounds because you've got a bottom and a top. And you're putting a tablespoon of mixture in each half of the rounds and top with the remaining round and press the edges together, seal with a fork, and then put them into your pie trays, you know, the muffin trays, as I'd say, and sprinkle with extra cinnamon sugar. And cook in a hot oven, has to be 200 degrees Celsius, for about 15 minutes until golden and crisp. And that's nice and easy. I mean,
that's
basically out of the cupboard, isn't it, really?
That sounds like anyone could do that, even me. I can't bake. I'm a terrible baker.
Well, there you are. Well, you could do that. You know, just go and buy a multi-packet of frozen pastry and a fruit apple pie can. And basically everybody has cinnamon in their cupboard. And easy.
Easy.
Really nice. And it looks nice, too. And let's just see. Oh, it says you can replace the apple if you don't want to use apple. You can drain a can of apricots or peaches or frozen berries. So there you are.
So just any sort of fruit?
Just any sort of fruit, as it basically amounts to 400 grams.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you would serve that with your ice cream.
Of course, yes. You get beautiful ice creams now, beautiful ones.
You can even get vegan ice cream.
You can. I have brought it.
Or dairy-free, I should say.
Yeah, dairy-free.
A lot of people can't have dairy. Yeah.
No, that's right. Yeah, dairy-free ice cream. Had both those. And, very nice. A little bit more expensive than the one in the big plastic container, but worth it.
Yeah, because you don't want to have it too often.
No, well, you don't. Yeah. No, we don't want it too often, especially me. I had a beautiful cake last night, actually. It was my granddaughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your granddaughter.
Yes, happy birthday for yesterday. And we all had a piece of that with, it was beautiful.
What sort of cake?
Well, it was a rainbow cake.
And, of course it was.
Yeah, a rainbow cake and beautiful when you cut into it, but it was beautiful shade of pink on the outside and a big 7 candle made by the family in their family business.
Yeah.
So it was lovely. It's always expected in the household.
Give it a plug. Go on.
Yeah, okay. The Sponge Kitchen.
There you go.
Yeah. Always make the family birthday cakes.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That's great. Nice to be here. Always.
Good to see you. See you next week.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for Radio Broadcast and through the accessmedia.org.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.